Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much. But Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, storyworldwide.com, right, Kirk?
That's it.
And that's the name of the website for the company that Kirk founded and is the CEO and the chief storyteller at. And I encourage you to go there, folks. This is a website like you have not seen before. I encourage you to do that. Kirk, tell us a little bit about Story.
Story is the world's first content advertising agency. So we do everything that sort of normal ad agencies do. We create TV spots and print ads.
But there's nothing normal about you guys, Kirk.
There is nothing normal about us. We are a collection of misfit creators, writers, animators, screenwriters.
That's like us. I don't allow that word to be used around here, normal.
Well, thank you for pulling me up short, Jim.
and so, folks, I encourage you to go there and check it out. And I mean, you're doing a bunch of stuff that nobody else is doing, and obviously it's resonating because you're successful and growing over the last several years. And I've enjoyed hearing you talk about this when it was a gleam in your eye, and now talking to you as it is now successful. And this is one of my favorite things that I've gotten to do over the years, folks, is my Brain Trust members have told me about their ideas, and we've even serialized them on my show, and whether it be a book or a company or whatever, and then it come to pass and be successful. So, Kirk, congratulations on that. We were talking earlier about we were sort of spinning off of your post-advertising age prophecy into what I'm calling now what's the future of attention, and how that's manifesting in some real paradigm shifts and in terms of, for example, the way we think of books. And mm-hmm. I just think, for example, I think business people are reading fewer business books than before. What do you think?
I think there's no doubt about that. I think people
and that's
are reading
a, that's a major shift, isn't
period.
It?
It is. Now, what's interesting, of course, is that people are spending more time than ever consuming media.
Right.
But and books, of course, are just a form of media.
Right.
But the how they're apportioning that time is extremely interesting.
And what are they getting out of that time? Is it the same? I'll give you an example. 20 years ago, somebody said to me, the person you will be 5 years from now will depend heavily upon the books that you read. And I believe that. I found that to be true of my life. So are we going to now say the person you're going to be 5 years from now, Kirk, will depend upon the blogs that you read? You know, are we saying that now?
Well, I think what we're saying is that the person you'll be will depend upon the totality of the information you consume.
Yeah.
And that can come in many forms. And I think that it's important. A couple of things are important. Number one, according to eMarketer, this year we're going to spend 47.1% of our total media time online.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the biggest single portion of our attention. Will be spent online. That's an important shift.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what's happening to the thing we used to call the nonfiction story?
Mm-hmm.
And I think anybody who goes to the New York Times website, and everybody should, nytimes.com, and search for Snowfall, which is a story about an avalanche, but it is a wonderfully seamless multimedia extravaganza involving printed text, panoramic views that you can control, maps mashed up with information, mm-hmm. filmed interviews, animations. It's absolutely splendid. And no book, no printed book can match it in terms of nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
So the ways in which we consume information are changing, have changed. And then the next part of it is the ways in which we find our way to information. Mm-hmm. YouTube is the second biggest search engine on
yeah.
the web.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and so on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. And but there is something... I do think before we leave the traditional book, at some point in time, we do have to talk about what's lost. And when you come back next time, let's do that. Not to be lamentable, not to be stuck in the past. But I do think there is something that gets lost when we lose the book. Hey, Kirk.
I agree.
Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. Storyworldwide.com. Check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.